Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Again, you know, I prefer to talk about something positive like my music, and my music is connected to this. Because the trauma, I've written a song, and I'll get to that in a minute, and it is about my music, but it's the next podcast. Well, I'll discuss that later. I'm dealing with, you know, something that's so peculiar and acutely, to say that it's insane is an understatement from my point of view. Because I'm dealing with strangers in my neighborhood, or I don't know who they are, who keep coming up to me in the car and saying they're looking at my home, or say that they're listening to my conversation. I told you that, you know, that there's a law against that. If evidence is found, I said that before, I don't want to discuss it before. If you invade my privacy or somebody else's privacy or anybody without their consent, that means looking with a hidden camera, camcorder, any device, or any, you listen to conversations inside someone's home without authorization, that too, or look at them naked in the bathroom or in a bedroom, a living room, that's illegal. It's a California law. It is a law, just like natural law. You can't do it. You go to prison for that. Even if there's something seriously wrong, even a cop can't do it. What they would do is they would have to get a search warrant if they have any you know, cause or evidence to support some criminal or something. That is the truth. So you go to court and someone says, "Oh, I listened to, you know, looking at someone's home or listening to without authorization." You can get in a lot of trouble. People go to jail. There were people who went to prison for that. So I don't want to discuss that because I already talked about that. But that's why I consider the people that these people outside severely deranged, dangerous. It's probably the most peculiar, the sickest people I ever came across in my life. I don't think these people should be walking the streets. Something is seriously wrong with the system. If a stranger or somebody who I don't know talked to try to press my buttons, and they did it for 20 years and say really crazy things, like I mentioned, they said I mentioned about my home 20 years ago, or, I mean, that is sick. And I did call the SMART team, as I said. I did call the SMART team about this because I talk about this periodically. Don't you know that a lot of some of my podcasts I talked about this? Because there are mentally ill homeless outside. There are mentally ill people who don't understand boundaries and laws. And these individuals may be doing it behind my back or in a situation where they don't get caught or whatever the truth is. Even if they're making up stories, which is sick in itself, you know, that's wrong. I will say that personally, maybe it's because some of this is because I complain a lot, and I have to because I have to protect myself. If I didn't complain about anything, then something would be wrong with me because I'm very rational. I'm an everyday life person. I have my own unique style because I am an artist, but I know if I don't like somebody or deal with somebody, I have to respect their boundaries or whatever. I can't go and peep in their home or make false allegations about the others or harass somebody I don't know, and that's what I'm dealing with. But I also think that perhaps when we're calling the police, perhaps this is a misconstrued situation. They could be involved, which they probably are, because I called, you know, the administration. I haven't called the administration. I haven't called, you know, I don't know what to do. And they have this, and I know that they have this false perception of me being something wrong, and it's nothing. Because I don't have no criminal record. I ain't did nothing wrong. they don't have nothing to worry about because I have nothing to, living in high school in Sherman Way. I guess maybe they have criminal element. I don't know. They had a robbery down the street, and then they had assault, so it was on the computer. I don't know. Maybe it's the criminal element over here is getting worse. I don't want to live here. I talked to my real estate agent who helped me buy this home a long time ago, 2004, and I asked her. She said, wait until a certain time. I had to do things to sell it. So it's not like I'm like, I asked her three or four or five, several times. Then I thought, can I sell it? Because I want to live in a different place. Then I was like, I have to be patient because I don't want to deal with no insanity and I don't want to deal with no criminal ulterior motives. Because these individuals outside trying to press my buttons or say they're listening or looking inside or say I'm a criminal or I'm going to do something to somebody, that is not true. I have a right under law, constitutional rights, because I study law. At least I got a law degree. I study law and constitutional rights to say whatever I want inside my home. But I ain't make no threat to anybody. That's false. These people have this. If this be about the phone call, there was no police came over here. If this about no threat, I sent no threat to anybody. You know. But these people have made false allegations about my health, saying that I'm mentally this and that. I'm very stable. I'm just dealing with very unstable, dangerous hoodlums at that center nearby on San Fernando Center on near Havenhurst. In Sherman Way, and the homeless, they come over here. They should not be coming three, four blocks away down here, okay? Or I'm dealing with somebody from Bose, and they moved on Haskell, or into my building. I don't talk to them. I don't know them. The police did tell me go to a restraining order. I can't. I was told that by the judge. So on my Westlaw computer, I have access to of all the restraining order attempts that I made. And I was like, I was telling my real estate people, if you see this, you know, I don't want to deal with no insane, dangerous person doing some of the most bizarre and preposterous things that no rational person will do. 99% of everyday life people won't act like that. That's why I consider these people so deranged and dangerous. They also made up, because I complained false allegations about my health, which shows said dangerous, my mental health is fine and sound. If it wasn't, if I was unstable, it would show. And I wouldn't be in this position to talk on Blog Talk Radio about it. I have to talk about it. These people don't have no capacity to understand boundaries or reality. We don't go up to an allegation or go up to somebody and try to press their buttons who we don't know. That's insane. Insanity is not allowed around me when it's criminal. It's just I can't deal with that. 20 years and they're going to try. One of them said, one of the hoodlums outside said, they're going to press my buttons because they think I'm sensitive. That is so deranged and dangerous. I don't even know them. That's dangerous. That person is capable of anything. Why haven't that person been locked up in a state hospital? People in a state hospital, state prison say stuff like that and act like that and saying that, they're listening to my conversation about me saying death and stuff. I say nothing. I have a right under law to say anything. But I don't know, how did they get that? Because if they are listening or looking, they committed a serious violation. Everybody on this planet have a right to expectation of privacy. If they have probable cause to find a crime or something, get a search warrant, then they go in. That's how you deal with it. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I ain't saying nothing to those people outside. Whether they're from that symphony. Now, if I knew them a long time ago and they don't talk to me, that's crazy in the South. And then there's this caseworker, mental health, whatever. I own my property. I have a right under law to peace and quiet. You know, I did nothing. I did nothing to anybody. I have a right to do and act the way I want inside my home and not to hear any insanity or any craziness about somebody making up stories. I do believe there's a probability that those allegations, as I said before, could be true. You know, when they say it so much, they say in my conversation inside my home, that's such a violation. You can't listen or look in someone's home or look at me talking, or look at me showering, look at me in my living room, bedroom, bathroom. That's illegal. And then I think these people don't know how to live on this planet. One of them said it from El Salvador. Well, if he's alien, he lives here, okay, fine. But he's going to have to learn how to live in America. Or if these other hoodlums are looking for a place to live, they better look somewhere else. You need to stop making allegations. Well, you're going to look inside my home and say, oh, I hear him. This is what he said. They hear me talking about dying, or they hear me on my conversation. They see me sitting on the couch. That is illegal. Now, this is broadcast all over the world. Because people, millions of people are going to hear me talk about this on this podcast, about this, the probability or the possibility of a crime committed. Because, it's insane. It's wrong. It's morally, ethically wrong to trespass, period. It is no excuse. It is no excuse whatsoever. It's no excuse for anybody who's deranged and sick and crazy who to target me for 20 years. And it's morally wrong for the police or someone to get involved and lock them up. All they need is to give them some medication and find someplace else. They got a mental problem making up stories about looking at my home or whatever, then they need to seek some psychiatrist. They should not be on the street bothering other people. They did pass a law. Didn't they pass a law with people with severe mental illness who go around committing crimes, harassing people, going to the mental hospital? They just passed that law. Then I hear all this other criminal conspiracies, which they had. They don't want me to own a home. I don't even know why. I don't have no money. I'm poor. I mean, what are they talking about? Some of this perhaps is some of this has to do with the celebrity thing. First of all, I'm not that big of a celebrity. There are tons, millions of people doing on social media, putting out songs. I don't know why they're talking to me, but this happened even before that. But if that is the case, they need to stop. They need to stop. Or this podcast, they need to stop. They need to stop with any violations, because they're going to get caught sooner or later. What's in the dark is going to come out of light. People are going to know and find out if you're doing something illegal. So you ain't going to get away with it. But insanity is not allowed around me when it's criminal. I don't want to deal with no insanity. I don't like talking about these issues all the time, There's more important things to talk about on this planet than this, but somehow the police or something haven't done anything to stop this. And I said it's on my window. I had to put it on my window because these people are so deranging and insane. No one's allowed to look in. So my bedroom window, so my front window, and they continually say that they trespassed. Haskell Sherman, I don't know what's going on. Okay, Polly, I don't know what is going on. It is not right. They need to be locked up. I consider them perhaps one among the sickest and most deranged individuals that anyone could experience, because they lack basic common sense and basic common sense and don't know the difference between right or wrong with boundaries and buildings and stuff. And they and the other reason is they target me and they don't even know me. They look at my skin color or they see me as a victim and they target me. Or they make up stories about me and they don't talk to me or hang out with me. That is sick. You don't go up to strangers on the street and say, and just start harassing them unless you're deranged, really deranged. Or say, I'm going to press my buttons because I'm sensitive. That is so, so way out of the ballpark as far as any type of mental stability that that could be a person that's delusional and dangerous. I consider that person dangerous because I don't know them. They talk about me. I'm a stranger. I don't know them. I don't talk to them. I was not their friend, acquaintance, and they make up all these stories. If it's because of my complaints, they should not be going by allegations. But these people even don't have the capacity to understand that. I mean, somebody, you can be any intelligence. It's just basic common sense. Now, they don't have to worry about my mental health because my mental health is fine. I'm stable. I'm very stable. I had to take care of myself. I do. You know, I'm very stable. I'm very much aware of reality. Reality is harsh. And the reality is there are some people who are seriously dangerous and seriously sick in the head mentally. And if these people don't get help, the help they need in a mental hospital or whatever locked facility, somebody's going to get hurt. They're going to hurt somebody because of their delusions or whatever sickness they have. And I'm talking about with me, I had to keep safe. I ain't saying this because I want to. I'm saying this because I have to. I'm on a podcast. I talk about it. We have to stay stable. We have to respect boundaries. We have to respect strangers. We see somebody, we don't go up to somebody and start trying to yell at them and try to make fun of them and threaten them and stuff. That's crazy. Now, if all these other complaints have to do with any complaints I made to the police department about this and this and these allegations that ain't true about my health, then defamation is not right. I know they would come to me directly if they had a problem. You have to come to people directly if there's a problem. You don't go up to somebody, sit out there on the street and drive back and forth and say crazy things. You know, even the, you know, and this includes people who I haven't seen in years, and I have dealt with that. That's still crazy. That's like a stranger, too, or people who I don't know or do know. We have basic common sense. It's just basic knowledge of how to deal with people. If they don't know how to do that, they should not be walking, living around other people. They can't. As I said before, these individuals are that unstable. They are so acutely unstable and lack the capacity to incapacitate it for understanding reality on dealing with me. I'm a stranger. Their mental health is gone downhill. They need to be locked up for we all can be safe. And I say that, you see what happens when people who are so unstable, they go and go to supermarkets and do all these mass shootings because these are unstable people. They have guns. They go around and they do criminal acts. Even all the people who did those mass shootings, they did criminal acts. They had guns. They went after people and did things. There were so many signs. Just like the one in Buffalo, where I'm from, the supermarket, he threatened a whole high school. That was a big sign. They should have locked him up. And he had a gun and everything. And these people are exactly like that. Are they capable of anything? As you said before, invasion of privacy is wrong. It is wrong, and these people may be doing it to me. And that is a crime, a violation. And the police have to arrest them before they commit some, because they are dangerous and incapable of stopping their conspiracy and sanity toward me. Somebody has to lock them up because I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to lose my life or put myself in a situation where they do something to me for no reason because they're insane. And that's not fair to me, this society. Good day, good night from Duff Knight.